Well, good morning on a Saturday morning, very special edition of the Hockey Talk Show, live with you here on Facebook and YouTube, as we always are, and it is good to be here with you, and of course, we're available via podcast on TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your local podcasts. Make sure you download and subscribe to the Hockey Talk Show podcast. It is super super important. It is our major revenue stream these days. So hop on over to the podcast, drop a comment on there, throw some thumbs up, some likes, whatever your podcast network does, and show a little love over to the Hockey Talk Show. But again, more importantly, make sure you're subscribing to the podcast and giving that a quick listen, even if you're only checking out 2 minutes or so. Let's talk about the New York Islanders and the Carolina Hurricanes. Game one. Here is what I am wondering. Here is what I am absolutely flabbergasted about. Here is what I can't understand. NHL officiating this year in the playoffs. Not great. Not great. And the question now becomes, since the Vegas Golden Knights got an apology call, got an I'm sorry call from the National Hockey League, what time should the National Hockey League call the New York Islanders? That's what I want to know. What time does that phone call take place from Gary Bettman to Scott Malkin to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right, now I was at the Barclays Center last night and I saw this play take place, and I'm going to show you the play, and we're going to hear from the head coach of the New York Islanders, and then we're going to get out of here. This is a quick one. This sole purpose of this hockey talk show is to put some light on this play, because, you know, as I get up here this morning, I see that nobody's talking about this, and the National Hockey League has a major problem, and their refereeing in this playoff season has been atrocious and terribly inconsistent. And nobody on the ice seems to know where the line is and where we should be. There's no baseline like there's been in years past. There's always going to be questionable calls. There's always going to be human error. Okay. But I've never seen the officiating and the league in such a state of panic and disarray like I've seen this season. You saw it first between Vegas and San Jose, and it reared its ugly head again last night in the New York Islander game. And I don't get it. Let's take a look at this play here. This was 2:57 left in the second period. Ensuing play off the faceoff. Anders Lee is going to win this one. Puck's going to wind up bouncing off the backboards here. You're going to see Matthew Barzal pick it up. You're going to watch Anders Lee as he gets shoved into Peter Mrazek. A goal is scored. Not only does the goal disallowed, but they assess a penalty to Anders Lee. Let's take a look at it.
Anders Lee is great and tight. Off the draw now. Letty with a shot. It's loose. They score! Matt Barzal. Wait a minute. No goal. Waved off.
Can't be a penalty as well.
Okay, does anybody else see number 71 there in the Carolina Hurricanes uniform? Does anybody else see him? Because the National Hockey League isn't seeing him, and neither is the referees. I mean, I don't understand this whatsoever. This is a terrible play.
There's heavy-duty contact on Mrazek.
Brian Pakmara waved it off right away with a contact on the goaltender.
I mean, you have got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. I've never seen officiate. I mean, I'm a little emotional. Obviously, I'm a fan. But overall, from a hockey standpoint, from a hockey point of view, I mean, come on. This is clear as day. This is not only, you could make an argument for a goal, which they called off right away. In no way is a penalty on Anders Lee. In no way. Take a look at it again. Look at this. Look at the shove. I mean, come on. Look at the shove. It's right there. How do they miss this? How is this missed? That's what I want to know. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, I could understand arguing against the goal. In my mind, take the Islanders out of it. That's a goal. I think the National Hockey League needs to set a precedent. If a player pushes an opposing player into his own goaltender, that's a goal. That needs to be the precedent, because these kinds of plays in front of the net, it gets nasty in front of the net. You have to set a precedent. And we've seen this a bunch of times, and Barry Trotz is going to allude to this too. He's like, there's not really much you can do about these calls. They never really go well. The National Hockey League has a big, huge, fat, gray area here that they need to fix and solidify right away. And they need to get the officiating under control. I'm not sure who's overseeing the officiating or who's making these calls, but they are terrible. There was another play earlier in this game. Now, again, I was at the game, so I don't have a lot of this stuff on video to show you, but I was there at the game. I think it was Leo Komarov. There's a high stick. None of the referees saw it. None of the referees saw the high stick. The referees huddle. No call. Clearly, the player on the Carolina Hurricanes was injured. He was bleeding. So something happened, and they didn't see it. Four guys on the ice didn't see it. Huddle together. Come out of the huddle. No call. Face off in the circle. Wait a second. All of a sudden, we get a call from Toronto to call the penalty. Now we're calling penalties from Toronto. I said this in the Vegas apology episode of the Hockey Talk Show. You can go back and see it. I don't want the game taken out of the hands of the referee. The referees are there to ref the game. They've got to be better, but it's got to be their game. You can't have instant replay on every single penalty. Gregory, there won't be any referees left for the Stanley Cup Finals. And by the way, one of the refs last night was Wes McCauley. Wes McCauley's not my favorite referee. Wes McCauley's everybody's favorite referee. Wes McCauley is America's referee. He's America's ref, okay? I don't understand how they're blowing all these calls. And I don't understand now where Toronto can call in and go, oh, no, we saw it. It was a high stick. What? What? I would be making the same argument if it was pro-Islanders. Let the referees call their game. But there's something happening, and I don't know if this is because the Toronto Maple Leafs were in the playoffs and they were affected in this, because we saw that shift. There was somewhere between all the game ones and twos were a certain way, and then all of a sudden all games three and four in the first round were different. It's like they don't have their act together, and what they want to establish is what's a call, what's a hook, what's not a hook, what's a trip. They're all over the place. But this play in particular, this goalie interference play, you've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. I mean, I can make an argument for this should be a goal, but you got shoved into the goalie and you're getting the penalty? What was Anders Lee supposed to do there? I will take a little issue with Barry Trotz. I thought he should have made a bigger stink about this. As you'll see, I was at the Barclays, and everybody's turning around screaming at me, why didn't they challenge that? Why didn't they challenge that? You can't challenge penalties. You can only challenge goals. They wave the goal down. It takes all the power away from Barry Trotz, but that doesn't stop him from calling the refs over and, hey, give me the explanation, and then let me scream at you a little bit. I always like that play. It's a good move from the coaches. It's like their little challenge flag. Sometimes you throw the challenge flag in there. Sometimes you just call him over. What happened? I don't understand. And then you scream at him and point at him and scream at him some more. I like that move. But it was just a terrible, terrible, terrible. Here's Barry Trotz on his explanation of the play in the post-game press conference.
Yeah, I did. When I first looked at it, I felt like Lee got pushed in there.
I think you felt that way, Barry, because he got pushed in there. I think your feelings on the pushing in come from the fact that he was actually pushed in.
Those are hard. Those are hard for, because it's considered no goal. and there's a penalty, and you can't really challenge the penalty because they didn't call it a goal. So I haven't seen a lot of those. We looked at it, and we, as a staff, decided we wouldn't go there.
And that's all he says. That's all he says about it. We looked at it as a staff and decided we wouldn't go there. I get it. He had to make a decision. A, scream and yell and yell at the refs. B, keep the refs on his side and just, you know, forget it. Get his team's mind off of it. Don't let them focus on it because then they start feeling down about themselves. All the referees are against us. I get it. I understand. I'm in no position. The guy was just nominated for a Jack Adams Award. I am in no position as a member of the media to question him, but that is also at the same time the media's job to unrationally yell at these people who are far more qualified to do the job. And if that's me in that situation, I'm screaming. I'm screaming and yelling and throwing benches a la, what was the guy who threw the bench for the Devils? I forget his name. Anyway, I just thought that should be pointed out because I look at the coverage this morning, and again, some of my fellow hockey writers and tweeters and bloggers and video hosts and whatever you want to call it, nobody is pointing out the fact that the National Hockey League has a really big issue this year in the playoffs, and that is their referees are running around not sure. And by the way, like, I think this is because they're not sure. Like, just the, it's almost like the refs are gun shy in, to a degree, where look at what's happening to them. They start calling the playoffs. Some phone call took place between the league and the refs, and some massive shift changes between games 2 and 3 in the playoffs. So that was the first slap on the wrist. Now you have the Vegas thing where the league is calling behind the referees back to apologize for calls. And now, you know, like, if it feels like a headless monster running around right now. That's what the referees feel like to me in the National Hockey League, like headless monsters. They don't know what to do. They absolutely don't know what to do. And I don't know if I would have waved that goal off so quickly. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And then after all that, to put the guy in the box, the guy that got shoved in, I mean, some bad calls all around here. Some really, really horrifically bad calls all around here. I just don't like what I'm seeing, not just in this game, but in most of the games that we're looking at here. It's just, it's not a good situation for the referees in the National Hockey League right now. Greg, Liz, thank you. Everybody on Facebook, thank you. I'm going to wrap it up there. We're going to, this is a really quick one just to point this out because, again, I feel like, you know, part of the frustration that this show was even born out of was that all these things were happening and there was nowhere to go and talk about this and get the reaction and see, you know, what's happening here. And again, whenever it kind of pops up, I want to point it out. Podcast is going great on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Again, make sure you guys are subscribed there. Make sure you rate and review. Give it a 5-minute listen if you can. Even if you've watched the live show, always helps our revenue stream. We're looking at some game 2s here this evening. I should say this afternoon and tonight. Dallas and St. Louis, Columbus and Boston. Should be some really good matchups. Boston up 1-0. I thought Charlie Coyle, oh my God, is this guy not a great fit for the Boston Bruins? Maybe one of the best acquisitions at the deadline. He is just fitting in so well. Here's why I like Boston to win this series against Columbus, and a lot of people aren't going to like this, but I think that Boston's bottom six is so good, and everybody loves talking about the Islanders and the Cizikas, Clutterbuck, Martin line. It's a great fourth line. I actually think they've fallen off a little bit here in the playoffs, just a smidge, especially last night. I didn't like them at all, but they're great. But when you look at Corrali and Coyle and some of these guys that Boston has here, oh my God, I love their bottom six and I love their third and fourth line. They kind of shuffle them around a little bit, so it's hard to, you know, pinpoint a specific group of three guys, but Boston's bottom six is good. And as we've seen in the playoffs, that's what wins playoff series, your bottom six forwards. That's why it's always important to make good deadline moves. That's why it's important to have great depth, because your top six guys wind up getting squeezed so much. It's got to be those bottom six that wind up doing some things here. I like Boston to take a 2-0 lead, especially at home. Tight series, though. Again, I wouldn't be surprised if we go into overtime. It's been the year of overtime. It has been the year of overtimes in the National Hockey League. I want to talk about, actually, Liz sent me this whole thing about ratings and everything, but we'll save that for during the week when we get a real long-term show going here. We'll get into the ratings. Ratings are up on the National Hockey League for the playoffs this year, which is a great sign for the league. But again, you don't want this. Again, it seems like another moment of growth in the league to be soured by bad officiating. Dallas and St. Louis. St. Louis leads 1-0. It's an afternoon game. I like St. Louis to take a 2-0 lead here as well. I think they'll do it. San Jose pushing their way through Colorado last night. I didn't really see much of that game, just a couple of highlights online. But again, it looks like Martin Jones showed up. And if Jones can be the difference in that series, I still like San Jose. I still like my pick for San Jose there. Again, Colorado's a phenomenal team. It's just San Jose has got the experience. You know, they just got the experience. They've just been there a ton. And that might be the difference in this series right here. Thanks for the thumbs up on the videos, guys. Thanks for sharing this on social. Quick one here on a Saturday morning. Hope you enjoyed it. NHL, get your officiating under control. Enjoy the hockey today and tonight. More action on Sunday. That's what's so great about this. The playoffs are. Playoffs are just bang, bang, bang now. We're just going. Carolina beats the Caps in double overtime. They're on a plane the next day or a train, however they got back up here, and they're right back at it against the Islanders. And then they get one day off, and it's a 3 o'clock game at the Barclays Center on NBC, nationally televised. It's just one right after the other. It's going to be really exciting. And then Colorado, San Jose, Sunday night at 7:30. So we'll have plenty to chew on Monday or Tuesday whenever we do our next episode of the Hockey Talk Show. So again, continue to share this on social, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you're most active, YouTube. Make sure you guys have that bell struck. So as soon as we go live, you get a notification. Same thing on Facebook. Don't only hit the like button. Make sure you hit that follow button as well. All right, that's it for me. I'm out of here. See you on the next show.